AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In more and more places around the world, 2025 is already history. They said hello to 2026.
South Pacific countries were the first to bid farewell to 2025, while Auckland, New Zealand rang in 2026 with a downtown fireworks display launched from the country's tallest structure, Sky Tower. And in Sydney, Australia, celebrations were held under the pall of Australia's worst mass shooting in almost 30 years. Hong Kong welcomed the new year without spectacular and colourful explosions in the sky over its iconic Victoria Harbour after a massive fire in November that killed over 160 people. And in Indonesia, cities scaled back festivities as a gesture of solidarity with communities devastated by floods and landslides that struck parts of Sumatra Island a month ago. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Leo closed out 2025 with the prayer that the city of Rome might be a welcoming place for foreigners and fragile people, young and old.
To all of you and your families, I offer my prayerful good wishes for a blessed Christmas season and a new year filled with joy and peace. God bless you all.
The Pope presided over New Year's Eve Vespers service at St. Peter's Basilica. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell to the lowest level of the year this week, an encouraging sign for prospective homebuyers. Fewer people applied for unemployment benefits last week, according to the Labor Department, as layoffs remain low despite a weakening labor market. Britain's Queen Camilla spoke publicly for the first time about her personal experience of indecent assault. She told the BBC speaking out was one way she could use her royal platform to shine a light on the epidemic of violence against women. Thieves stole tens of millions of euros worth of property from safety deposit boxes in a German bank vault. This is AP News. What's it like to work in the White House?
Gary Walters spent more than two decades as White House chief usher.
I have been the longest serving chief usher of the White House, and I've served seven different presidencies and was proud to do so.
Now Walters, who retired in 2007, has written a book called White House Memories, 1970 to 2007, Recollections of the Longest Serving Chief Usher.
The White House is a home and not the political entity.
Walter says it was a bit jarring to see the White House East Wing recently torn down to make way for a huge ballroom, but he says construction has always gone on at the White House.
One of the great things about being the chief usher of the White House and working at the White House for the years that I did was getting to know the families with my own eyes and my own ears. I knew these people intimately.
I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.